You know, CJ does have some big news. And Eric, are you there? Come in, Eric. Eric Douglas.
I'm just here and listening in awe.
Yes. Well, you know, the soothing sounds of CJ's voice have enthralled Eric. And there's a reason why. What is that all about?
That was ridiculous.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, I just speak the truth. And you know,
I've been listening to him a lot lately.
You have, because today,
not like this,
we have major news about Eric's latest book, Oil and Water. You know, it's been out a few weeks on Amazon and all throughout the booksbyeric.com.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, today it is now officially available as an audio book, and the guy who reads it is none other than our very own CJ. And
I'm a narrator.
He does a fantastic job. Don't let him kid you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Bravo!
I have a couple clips. If you guys allow me, I will play some of Curly Johnson's rendition of Oil and Water next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Do I have your permission?
You absolutely do.
Aye. Do it.
Actually, it was CJ who I was expecting the permission from.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Just checking. And, you know, like I said, we got big news because Oil and Water, Eric Douglas's latest novella, which has been doing great, just selling, you know, in its paperback form or electronic form, like on Kindle and stuff. Am I right, Eric? It's been selling well.
Yeah, it's doing very well. They're moving copies every day, every week.
Sure, but we figured.
But I'm going to be a DEMA. I get my copy, and I get to pay the author for a signature.
Oh, you could do that. That's going to be tricky on an electronic book, but
I just use a Sharpie and sign the front of their Kindle.
Ah, okay.
There you go. Sign it so when the book appears, it's there on the cover.
Absolutely. And every other thing that you read. But anyway, you know, it's good stuff. It's a great book, great little novel, and he's expanded into the audio format, and CJ has helped him out. And I figured it'd be only appropriate to give you a little preview of what the audio book of Oil and Water sounds like. So here goes.
Hey, that's my Jeep. Come back here.
Mike glanced around to see a young man come running out of the hotel's back door yelling and waving at him. That was the one thing he hadn't planned on. He had been so focused on avoiding Carol's captors, he hadn't given a thought to the actual owner of the Jeep. Mike hit the accelerator pedal and was rewarded with a throaty growl as the old Jeep's engine roared.
Wow, that is impressive. You know, it kind of draws you right in.
Will they escape?
Will they? I got another cut. Let's see.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. At the last moment, Mike swerved to the side and bounced over the curb and the landscaping that made up the outside of the parking lot. The Jeep bounced into the air and the engine roared as the wheels left the ground. As soon as they hit the main road, Mike downshifted and fought to get the vehicle under control. They bounced twice and then Mike was able to steer. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Not by a long shot.
And what happens next?
Yes.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. So, you know, it's great. If you're one of those people that love books but can't read, you can get the... Wait, no, that's not the sales pitch we want on this.
That'd be the dive crew.
Where do I buy?
No, it's audiobook. So you can, you know, say you're on your way to the dive boat.
Download it on your phone.
Can't read at the moment.
Yes, that's more appropriate.
It's great for your commute to work.
Yep.
From work.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your phone. Listen to it.
And you know, you capture the excitement well there, CJ.
Well, it's a great story. It's easy. Easy to do.
Yeah. So now it's available.
Yeah, I thought he did fantastic.
Yeah, I really do. And this literally just went live like late last night, so it's available now at
Audible.com.
Audible.
Okay.
Right. Amazon.
Go ahead, CJ.
iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Yeah, that's
there's,
it.
There's three. What more do you want?
Yeah. Well, and... Of course.
And just for the record, I just checked. If you go to Amazon, and literally all you have to do is search under books, but with CJ's name, and it'll pop up because he's the narrator on it.
Yeah, that's my only book. So
that's your only credit on Amazon.
If you just type in CJ,
Well, C.J. Goodall.
Oh, okay. You do that.
Which no one will remember. So yeah. Just look for Oil and Water by Eric Douglas.
Yeah.
Well, okay, fine.
Or
Or the links to all three versions of the book are on my website.
Yeah. If you type in Curly Johnson, that's not going to pull up the right book.
Books by Eric.com.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Books by Eric.com and Amazon, all that kind of stuff. It's right there. You can get it. And I don't know. How much is it selling for, the audio version?
Audio version is $6.95
okay.
Full price. And to be honest with you, we had nothing to do with the pricing. Audible sets that based on the length of the file size and that sort of thing. But right now it's actually marked down slightly. It's $6.08. So you're saving like 10 or 12%. I guess because of the new release.
Okay.
A bargain at twice the price.
At least.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, but it is good stuff. It's a great story. Kind of neat to have it in that format. And obviously that plays even better for our Scuba Radio listeners. Because I have no doubt, as I hear, we get emails all the time from people that have a tendency to download Scuba Radio to their iPhone or audio listening device, and they'll catch up with several episodes, and they'll be listening like that. Well, now you know. You can just hop on over to Amazon while you're listening right now and download Oil and Water by Eric Douglas and follow up this two-hour radio spectacular and extend the audio experience just that much longer.
If you close your eyes and drink rum, it's like you're there.
And there is diving in it.
Absolutely. There's a great diving in it, and it features our buddy Mike Scott, who we kind of think is Eric Douglas, really, but Eric won't admit to such shenanigans. I don't want to give away all his secrets, but it is his alter ego, his super. He's like Mike Scott is like a Superman, and Eric Douglas is like his Clark Kent. Am I right, Eric?
I'll probably grudgingly admit that.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.